بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي عبد الله ثوبان، عن أبي عبد الله ويقال أبو عبد الرحمن ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: عليك بكثرة السجود، فإنك لن تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط عنها عنك بها خطيئة. رواه مسلم. Before we begin translating this hadith, the hadith which we discussed yesterday, one important aspect and point which I feel should also be mentioned, just to remind the brothers who may have forgotten, the subject matter of yesterday's hadith was narrated by Sahabi Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was from amongst the Ahl al-Suffa, that is the Sahaba who used to stay in the Suffa, the section in the rear part of Masjid al-Nabawi. He says, I used to spend the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring his water by which he would make his wudu and bring and see to his other needs. He was one of the khadims of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by way of repayment, asked him that, ask me for anything you want. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I desire to become your companion in Jannah. That is your closeness, your qurb in Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, was there anything else? He said, it was only that. And to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, assist me upon yourself by excessive sajda. One point Ulama Kiram mentioned amongst the various aspects which we discussed is the importance of making khidmat, revering and honoring the elderly and the pious amongst us. We find that many, many Sahaba attained great rank and great barakah and great blessings because of the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which they made. One glaring example of this was Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young boy. His mother brings him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, this youngster of mine, I am making waqaf of him. I am handing him over to you. And his sole purpose is to make your khidmat. So he says, Khadamtu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 sinin. He says, I made the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, from the age of 10 to the age of 20. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. For this 10-year period, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who made the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he made, he became the recipient of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, give him barakah. The mafum of the riwayat, Ya Allah, give him barakah in his life, give him barakah in his wealth, give him barakah in his children. Now this dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, it is reported about Anas bin Malik that he lived, according to various narrations, that he lived to the age of 120. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, give him barakah in his life. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his children. Various reports about how many children Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Some reports to this extent that he said, of my grandchildren 120 I buried with my own hands. So such barakah Allah Ta'ala gave him. And ulama say it was the direct result of what? The khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which he made. So this point is very, very important, to revere and to honor the pious amongst us, the elderly amongst us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Laysa minna man lam yuwaqqir kabirana. The one who will not have tawqir, honor, in the heart for the elderly and for the pious, for the senior amongst us. Rasulullah said, Laysa minna, he is not from us. He is not from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this to encourage our youth particularly, because we're living in a time or a period where every passing day, this quality of revering, looking up to, having in the heart reverence and honor for the ulama, for the pious, for the elderly, this is a quality that to a very large extent is coming out of our youth. Illa mashallah, few youngsters we find this day. But to a very large extent this is coming out, and the nuksan and the harms of it are very, very great. Here we see many, many Sahaba, those that made the khidmat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make dua for them. And the effect of that was very, very clear in the lives of the Sahaba Ikram. Continuing with the next hadith, the narrator of the hadith is a Sahabi by the name of Thawban. Now we find that it's mentioned Mawla Rasulullah. This Arabic term Mawla, it used to refer, one translation used to refer to those who used to be slaves before and they were freed. So Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, it is mentioned about him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased him and freed him. So he was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to where he is from, there are various reports. Some say the Sahabi originally was from Yemen. Some say that he was from a place called Tamar. Some say he was from Surra, that is a place between Makkah, that is a place between Makkah and Yemen. As I mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased him and freed him. And after he was freed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned about him, لَمْ يَزَلْ مَعَهُ حَتَّى قُبِضَ, that until the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi, as much as possible, spent his time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, then the Sahabi migrated to a place called Hims or Homs in Syria, where in the 54th year of Hijrah he passed away. 28 ahadith are narrated by him. Of the 28, we find that 10 of these ahadith are mentioned in Sahih Muslim. In Sahih Bukhari, there are no ahadith that are narrated by Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So in this hadith, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. Now we find that the subject matter of this hadith and the previous hadith are very similar. What is the subject matter of this hadith? He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Alayka bi kathrati sujood. Alayka bi kathrati sujood. I command you, I exhort you to excessively make sajda. Now there's a little bit of background to the wording of this hadith, which we find another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator of that hadith is Ma'adan bin Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ma'adan bin Talha says, Ataytu Thawban, I came to Thawban. Faqultu, and I said to him, or I asked him, Akhbirni bi'amalin ya'malu bihi yudkhilnillahu bihi al-jannah. Uqala bi'ahabbil a'mali ilallahi ta'ala. Ma'adan bin Talha says, I came to Thawban, who is the narrator of this hadith. And he said, I asked him a question. Show me an action. Show me an action which if I practice upon it, Allah will give me Jannah. Allah will put me into Jannah because of this action. Or in one narration it comes, he says, show me that action which is the most beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now from this, we understand the temperament, the mindset of Sahaba Ikram. As I mentioned a few days ago, to us Jannat and Jahannam to a very large extent have become abstract concepts. The problems or the realities or the challenges of this life are very prominent. We are conscious of it. Daily, it is a challenge for us. Sahaba Ikram, they made such an effort on the ghaib, on the unseen, that their challenge or their goal and their object was not dunya, was akhirat. So you'll find many, many times ahadith like this. One sahabi going to another sahabi. Look at this. Tell me something which will give me Jannah. You are, in this case, he's addressing Thawban, who was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had spent a lot of time in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is he saying to him? He's saying to him, you've spent so much time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must have found out something which I do. If I do it, yudkhilnillahu bil Jannah. Allah will give me Jannah. Show me something so that I may practice upon it. Or you've spent so much of time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach you is the most beloved action in the sight of Allah. Is the most beloved action in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this sahabi, Ma'adan bin Talha, asked Thawban this question, Thawban remained silent. Then he asked him the question the second time. Then he remained silent. Then he asked him the question the third time. Then he responds and he says, Sa'altu an dhalika Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I asked the same question. What you are asking me today, the same question I put to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in response to that, we find this hadith. This alayka bi kathrati sujood, which is found in this hadith, is actually a continuation of the question which Ma'adan bin Talha radiallahu anhu asked Thoban, which Thoban says, I put this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion I said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, show me an action, yudkhilnillahu bihil jannah, Allah will enter me into jannah. The previous hadith, the sahabi says to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what do you want? He says, I want to be your companion in jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, assist me by doing what? That hadith assists me by making excessive sajda. This hadith, Ya Rasulullah, show me something by which Allah will give me Jannah, or which is the most beloved thing to Allah. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam respond? Alayka bi kathrati sujood. Alayka bi kathrati sujood. As we mentioned yesterday, kathratu sujood doesn't only mean that go and make sajda upon sajda. What it means is ishara and indication to nawafil, to nafil salah. Increase nawafil in your life. Increase salah in your life. Unfortunately, here again, another quality that has come out of us. Somebody gets sick, some problem, financial difficulty, this difficulty, that difficulty. Allah has given us an instrument. Allah has given us an instrument, wallah, which will solve every problem that is facing us. Every one of us, any direction you turn now, we are hearing, or we are being reminded of the difficulty and the strife that the ummah is facing. Our brothers and our sisters in Syria, particularly in Aleppo, throughout the entire world, such halat and conditions are coming upon the ummah. This is more so a wake-up call. More so a wake-up call that the time has come for us to turn to Allah. The time has come for us to go back onto the musalla. The time has come for us to link and attach ourselves with the masjid. The time has come for us to realize that what is going on is not very far away from us. What is going on is not very far away from us. While our heart has to reach out to our brothers and sisters, we have to assist them with our du'as, financially, whatever way we can. We have to feel their pain, because that is a part of iman. It is also a wake-up call. It is also a wake-up call that those instruments of haram that are in our homes, those instruments of shamelessness that have become a way of life with us, the riba, the haram, the treachery, the wrong that has come into our lives, these ahwal and conditions are a wake-up call. Particularly that the time has come to turn back to Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is showing us there is an action. Allah will give you Jannah. It is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will solve and remove your difficulties and your problems. Alayka bi kathratis sujood. Alayka bi kathratis sujood. Come back onto the musalla. Come back onto the musalla. Nawafil, tahajjud salah, dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on and he says to Thoban radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, fa innaka lan tasjuda lillahi sajada, because every sajada you will make, every time you will place this forehead on the ground before Allah, every rakat of nafil salah you will make, every time you will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? Two things guaranteed. Every sajda, two things guaranteed. Rafa'akallahu biha daraja, Allah will raise you one rank in Jannah. Allah will raise you one rank in Jannah. And the second thing, وَحَتَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيَةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away your sins. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.